it's a great thing to do on a farm. It's a great opportunity for wildlife to use the pond. You know, you'll have a lot of different species that come in and use it.
This is Ground Tips, a podcast from Farming for Nature, which brings you the best advice from Irish farmers to help you restore life back to the land. I'm Bridget Barry. Whether you're an intensive dairy farmer, a gardener, or an enthusiastic allotment goer, providing water for nature is one of the most effective and essential ways to attract life. Today, we ask, how do you create a pond? We hear from beef farmer Tommy Early, who has dug 15 ponds on his Roscommon farm. Tommy, hi, thanks for joining us. Tommy, you farm 100 acres in Roscommon. Can you paint a picture of this farm for us, for those of us who haven't visited it?
The farm is situated on the banks of Loch Allen. And if you think of County Leitrim, Roscommon tucks into the middle of Leitrim on the shores of Loch Allen. And that's just on that corner, that's where I am. So I'm on the shores of Loch Allen, and I'm at the bottom of the Erigna Valley, where the Erigna River flows into Loch Allen.
Tom, you might tell me about the first time you decided to build your first pond, when and why?
We wanted to block up a couple of drains that were leaving off the bog, and we needed to gain material to do that. We excavated basically a hole in the ground to obtain the material. We built the embankment to block the drains on the bog. But then the best advice we got to make the pond at the time was to leave a nice sloping edge into the pond for wildlife. Since putting in that pond, there has come a lot of wildlife using it. I've continued on since and put in a few more ponds.
How many would you have now, do you think?
Oh, I'm gone over the 15.
Oh, there's an addiction. There's an addiction.
There is. I'm afraid there is. Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, no. Once you see what a pond will do, and you'll be glad you put one in. But like, right. you know, some people might have a chance to put a pond in, and some mightn't. But even if you're, would say, going for a walk, and as you're going for your walk, if you observe some of the drains that, like we say, when there's a rainstorm that might overflow with water, see how do they, you know, see what's happening, and then that'll give you a good indication of what can happen in a pond if you, at some stage, decide to put one in.
And for you, what's the most unusual thing you've seen at a pond?
What we've had on the pond, one of the days was we had megansers, which normally wouldn't come into a pond. They'd be a bird that you'd see out on the lake. But for some strange reason, they came to visit one day. Now, I only ever seen them the once on it. So
going back to the kind of the how-to, where is the best place to make a pond?
If you do decide to put in a pond, a couple of things you'd want to be thinking about: where you're going to locate it, how are you going to feed water into the pond? We'd say if it's maybe a pond in a back garden or something, can you funnel water from the rain? Can you funnel the rainwater, we'd say, from the roof to feed the pond, rather than what's coming out of the tap? Mm-hmm. And another thing to consider is, we'll say, when the pond does fill, you'll want to kind of maybe contain the height that's going to fill to. So you need an overflow on it, so that you can control the level of water in the pond.
And does it need to be lined, or?
In some cases, it might be, but where we're working on, we don't never put in any liners, because we're down into a kind of a bluey clay, pretty impervious to water, so it doesn't let the water through.
And is there a better time of the year to build a pond on a farm?
Well, sure, look, I suppose whenever you have a bit of free time and you can, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like everything else.
It's not, winter's not better than the summer, you think, or there's no kind of key time to get stuck in?
Oh, sure, look, whenever you get a chance to do it, you know. And yeah. When you do decide to put in a pond, give it a go and maybe do it, half finish it, like, you know, because when it starts to fill with water, then you might decide to change something slightly around a bit, you know, and come back and finish it. Like, you know, give yourself lots of time, you know, don't just say, I have to do it today. Give yourself lots of time to see how it's developing as you are putting it in.
Because I suppose, I mean, you don't have it all the same like depth? I mean, is there shallow bits, deep bits? Is what's the best? Is a combination or?
It's good to have a kind of various depths of water in it, because we'll say some of the insects that have been there, say maybe frogs or newts, it's good for them to have a bit of deeper water to dive into if something comes in that wants to go feeding on them. In the springtime, we'll say when the sun starts to rise up again, it's good to have, you know, those shallow areas along the margins of the pond. That's where you'll see the life starting to move first, because that's the water that'll heat up the quickest on it.
I can imagine also different areas have, like you say, different plants, therefore different insects and different things are attracted to it possibly, is it?
Yeah, and when we put in any of the ponds that we put in here, the advice we got at the time was not to bother putting in any plants to it. That was whatever is happy to live in there will come in itself.
There's kind of a natural regeneration.
Yeah, so leave it bare and let it grow green up itself and you'll see what's coming into it.
For you, I mean, you have 15 plus ponds, the ones you're telling us about anyway. what advantages has that given your farm? What benefits have you seen around your farm from having these ponds?
Well, the benefits from it is that you have a nice place to go to visit yourself. And plus, if you have visitors to the farm, it's nice to be able to show them the ponds. Plus, when you see the benefit it is to wildlife, you'll be glad that you put them in, you know, because ponds by their nature attract a lot of different species to them. It's basically, you know, it's a great thing to do on a farm. If you can do it or in a back garden, it's a great opportunity for wildlife to use the pond. You know, you'll have a lot of different species that come in and use it.
Is there one particular moment that you saw, you know, you were looking at your pond, you saw some species there that it just, I suppose, made you realise what a good thing this was?
One of the last ponds that we put in, the digger man that I had in doing it for me, he was just finishing it off and there was a bit of water in it. We had done the job and then we left it for a while to get a bit of water into it just to see how it was shaping up. So he came back and he was putting the finishing touches to it. We're looking at it and he says, ah, he says, you're probably hardly anything you'll use it this year, you know. And just as the two were just having that conversation, down came a swallow and just landed on the mud on the very edge of the pond and started picking up a bit. And it was just it was a delightful moment. So it was, the two of us just looked at each other and smiled, like, you know, and that said it all. It was, no.
That's nice. Yeah, that's nice. Do you think every farm in Ireland could dig a pond? Or, I mean, you're in County Leitrim, you know, you're on the edge of a lake. If a farmer's listening to this, I mean, would they say, well, look, that's kind of grand for you because you're there with, there's a lot of water there anyway. Or do you think every farm could benefit from having a pond and the ability to create a pond on their farm?
We know we didn't have one last summer, but the summer before there was a hose pipe ban. Like, and, you know, we had about, what, something like 5 or 6 weeks of dry weather. So, and I know that some of the big farms in England, some of the major growers, they're putting in serious water lagoons onto their farms. So I think that having a pond on a farm might be handy, you know, if you have a polytunnel or something like that, that you could have a source of water there that you're not depending on the mains or on the tap, you know. And cattle, you know, if the water is off or there's a big freeze up, cattle would be able to get a drink out of the pond, you know, you wouldn't be stuck for water.
And what would you say to the farmer who's concerned that the pond may decrease their eligible area?
The amount of area you're going to put under a pond is very, very small. And in any of those schemes, I think it'd be acres they'd be looking at. But, you know, you're only a couple of metres. Even a metre square of a pond will do an awful lot for wildlife. You don't have to go putting in lakes like or anything.
That was going to be my next question, because you're talking about you had a digger in. You know, it is something that can be just, you know, 4 or 5 meters in diameter, as 100 meters in diameter, really.
Oh, absolutely. And it can be an awful lot less, even with a meter in diameter, that'll still attract in an awful lot of wildlife, you know. And even if you don't have a pond, even if you have just a wet area that you maintain, just a very shallow scrape that might only be 6 inches deep, when it rains, that will fill with water. And a lot of wildlife will use that while the water is in it. You know, you'll be surprised at all that attracts it. That's attracted to it, yeah.
And can you tell me any one time when you were at beside your pond and that just there was a vast array of biodiversity around you. There was different things that you saw that it was amazing to you that they're all there together.
If you're within the summertime, you know, once the thing really gets busy going in summertime, you will get a lot of dragonflies on the pond. They're, you know, you'll see them flying up and down. They're actually defending an area on it. So they're quite busy patrolling around the edge. They'll keep circling. So it's lovely to see, you know, the dragonflies using it.
It's like an ecosystem cocktail nearly, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's it gives you a whole chance to see stuff that you mightn't, you know, otherwise see.
In summary, can you give me 5 top tips or so on building a pond on any farm in Ireland? What would they be? What would your 5 top tips be?
Well, I'd say the first thing is consider your location, you know, and then think about, you know, is it going to have an aspect of it that's facing south, you know, because you want the sun getting into it to warm it up in the springtime. Then you'll consider, we'll say, how you're going to feed it. How is the rainwater going to get into it? Mm-hmm. Can you divert the drain somewhere, maybe up on the side of a hill that you can get a flow into it? And when you do get the water coming into it, then consider what level you want to get to and how is it going to overflow out of that pond. Also, you will have to, if there is, and trees will naturally come up on it anyway, but I'd keep the south side of it clear of trees and the north end of it. If there is a shelter belt on the north side of it, that'll mean that as the sun is shining in, there's more of a sun trap in there on the water. So it'll warm up quicker and it'll be better for wildlife. From once it starts to warm up in spring, the first you'll see coming into it, it'll be the frogs. They'll come in and spawn. Then later on, you'll have newt. Then as the summer progresses, you'll have dragonflies on it. Then as the bat activity and the insects start moving, you'll have bat feeding on it. There will be always some bit of activity moving about on it.
Mm. And you might get some of the birds off the lake coming onto it as well, like
absolutely. You'll get ducks on it, yeah. And if it's of a sufficient size that you have opportunity to put a little island on it, most likely you will get mallard nesting on it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Tommy Early, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.